Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Seven a.m. on a Monday. Ben and Woods, supposed to be a cool and windy Monday today.
Cool and windy.
Yeah. It was freezing this morning.
It was not freezing. It was chilly.
Might have been colder inland where Pauly lives compared to coastal.
Yeah, maybe.
I woke up. It was 49.
Get out.
Yeah,
was it?
No, it wasn't that cold where we lived.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
Mama.
Not crazy. That's cold.
No, anything that starts with a four in San Diego.
Let's put it this way. If I normally don't wear socks with Crocs, but today I am wearing socks.
Not
with Crocs.
A fashion statement?
No, I'm officially a dad now. I have white Crocs on. I have socks on underneath. I have given up, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. I'm giving up entirely.
We need a contestant for Take on Woods, our musical trivia game coming up here in just a couple of minutes. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. And what a prize. A private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, $250 food and beverage credit, and of course, two nights stay in Las Vegas at the Westgate. You can't win if you don't play three categories today in our musical trivia game. We've got Hall of Famers. People have been staying away from that one. You could look up who the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are and do a little research if you want.
Yeah, but so could I.
For 2021, but I know you don't.
I don't.
Hot and cold, song titles featuring either the word hot or cold. And the new category today is initials, all about artists who use one or more initials in their stage name.
Oh, I like that.
So those are the three categories. Call in now, 833-288-0973. Get online. You can be our contestant today. We did have, three qualifiers last week. So
yeah,
it is possible.
I lost one.
It is, and then you
tied two. Yeah.
So it is possible to get in and win that getaway to Las Vegas, but you can't win if you don't play. I will do that in a couple of minutes. Now, you also can't win if you don't play in our Fade Ben segment. We were just talking about the NFL. You can't win if you're Paul because you go with my selections every single week.
This is unbelievable.
I think we need to have a coming to Jesus moment here, guys.
It is uncanny. I mean, it was the idea behind the segment. When we created it, Wood said, Ben, I don't know what it is, but every time you pick a game, it just seems to be wrong.
You've owed me like $1,000 with some of your Aztec picks over the years.
Well, I'm making it all back for you right now.
It's bananas. It's bananas.
So each week I give you an NFL selection against the spread, and then Woodsy, in George Costanza fashion, just bets the absolute opposite. Not because I'm an idiot. My picks sound very reasonable when I make them. They just don't work out for me. And for the fifth straight week,
five in a row,
I am now 0-5 on my picks in Fade Ben because I took the Kansas City Chiefs last night. It really made a lot of sense. I mean, you looked at the Buffalo Bills. Yes, they had been obliterating opponents. But remember, they lost to the Steelers week one. They hadn't played anyone yet. They were going on the road. It was such a big game. I knew the Chiefs knew. Chargers going to be 4-1 if they win. You don't want to fall. You don't have the tiebreaker. It's such a critical game. Sunday night, Arrowhead Stadium, the atmosphere at home. It was only a three-point spread. I just figured there's just, you know, the Chiefs aren't going to drop this one at home.
Oh, did they drop it or did they drop it?
They just looked outclassed by the Buffalo Bills last night.
They're so fun to watch, man. The Bills are like the new Chiefs. Well, you, the Chiefs were.
It's gotten to the point where I'm just starting to believe that maybe you two are texting each other after the segment behind my back.
No.
Like, there's no way the Chiefs cover.
I'd say, Paul, just pull the ripcord and stop betting on Mike, because Paul bets on my picks.
No, you can't change it up now,
but
I'll make you whole at the end of the
year. I just feel like the instant you...
Why do you have to do that?
The instant you stop betting on my picks, of course, I'll start winning.
Yeah, just keep everything the same. I'm curious.
Maybe if he lowers his bet.
No,
you can't change anything at all.
Can't mess with stop.
It. I'll get you a slightly better than normal holiday gift, maybe. If I go 0-17.
Will you give him a $30 check? I'm like the last guy to give him a $20 check, Ben. A check, by the way. I can tell that story.
I can see Ben writing a check.
I can, too. Woods, did you get Paul something for Christmas? Yeah, I did. You didn't? No, let me just get my checkbook out and stroke him a $30 check for Christmas bonus.
Keep the track here. I got the
don't
log
change
right
anything.
Five. My God.
Oh, and five.
I'm down $100.
I put. So
this
I, we do,
bit
we
has
do,
cost me $100.
We do $20, right? So I did the 20, and then I went. I did more. I did more yesterday.
So you changed it up, but it didn't change.
But I had
your
already
karma.
Put the bet in.
You do a separate $20 bet.
Yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
Right.
Every single week.
I do too, and then I'll do another parlay or something.
Yeah, yeah. But I had him. I took the Bills. I mean, getting Josh Allen getting points and stuff. I was like, this is a no brainer. The Chiefs are lost right now, absolutely lost. So, keep up the great work. I love it. It's one of my favorite segments. 0-5.
I will start researching for Week 6. Post haste.
He's got to win one. I mean,
I got to, right?
Bro, he does a good job of selling it.
He really does.
The one where he's like, I'm going to bet against Aaron Rodgers. He's going back to his hometown. He hates the 49ers,
yeah.
But I don't care. I'm betting against him. I'm like,
well, they owned him.
No, I had my facts. I had my stats. As always, I back it up. There was a couple of weeks
When's
ago.
When's the week where you tell me that the Jaguars are going to upset the Bucs?
Everyone was said, like, dang, I was going to bet the Lions, too. Now I can't because you picked them and they lost.
Just fade him every single week, guys. Fade Ben. That's how we do it.
I just can't seem to figure it out. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just not good at it. That's why I never bet. I just don't. I don't seem to get sports gambling or whatever the key is that... That just extra edge, I don't get it, so I stay away.
It's hard, man. It's tough. I got worked. I got worked early last week and then dug my way out a little bit with some, again, help from you yesterday, Benny. I'll tell you, man, betting on playoff baseball is very nerve-wracking. Very. A lot of people yesterday were saying, hey, take the White Sox. There's no way they're going to roll over. And then you look up and it's, what, 5-1 Astros, and you're just like, ugh. No, I didn't. I stayed away. I was too nervous. It's hard. It's so hard to handicap what's going to happen in October, especially with some of these janky-ass plays that are going on. And I mean, think if you took the Reds last night, or the Rays last night. If you took the Reds last night, you would have been in a lot of trouble. Think if you took the Rays last night and you get hosed on that call. I mean, you're devastated.
Of course.
If you're a Rays fan, you are devastated.
833-288-0973. Still need a contestant here for Take on Woods. We're going to play in a couple of minutes. Dial in. Get to the front of the line right now. Chance to win a trip to Vegas. 833-288-0973.
Bunch of scaredy cats.
We are going to have at least a game four now in every single division series because we've got two game fours today in the American League division series. And we have two game threes today in the National League Championship or Division Series, but they're both tied at one.
Yes.
So no one can be eliminated in the National League today. I don't know that that's... Has that ever happened?
I don't know, man.
Single sweep in four Division Series? There always seems to be at least one, or at least a chance, one team that was up to nothing that had a chance to win it here in Game 4. But everyone stayed alive. The White Sox stayed alive last night. The Dodgers and Giants split their first two. The Brewers and Braves have split their first two, so no one in the National League gets eliminated today. And we could, who knows, if the White Sox win at home again today and the Rays can win, we'll have a couple of Game 5s, and we could potentially have Game 5s in every series this weekend. So that's pretty exciting.
It's extremely exciting. I think these playoffs have been good. Yeah, there's been some clunkers. I mean, there's been some really good games. I mean, think about that Red Sox Rays game yesterday was incredible. 6-4 Red Sox win in 13 innings. You had the White Sox Astros been a bit of a laugher. Both teams, you know, the Astros won the first two, wasn't really close at all. White Sox yesterday dominated 12-6. And then that Braves Brewers series, holy smokes, those two teams are identical.
We'll talk more baseball, including the Yasmani Grandal controversy coming up at the bottom of the hour. I see a contender though online, so let's get to it. Let's play today's game of Take on Woods.
Woods.
All right, the name of Mark comes up on my screen here. Mark, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to play our game today?
I guess so.
All right, here are your three categories again. A Hall of Famers, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions this month. Hot and cold, titles with either the word hot or cold. And initials, artists who use one or more initials in their stage name. Which of those three is it going to be?
Let's go with hot and cold.
Hot and cold. All right, Woodsy, head on out. Mark, if you can beat or tie Woods, you'll get the same five questions. You will qualify for our grand prize drawing, private VIP pot at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world, $250 food and beverage credit, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Again, all answers are song titles, including either the word hot or cold. We begin, as always, with our two-second song, which is a short clip of a well-known hit. To score the point, you need to give me that title with either hot or cold in it and the artist, both to score a point. And then we'll go on to the other four questions. You have 60 seconds if you want to pass. At any time, we can go back to a question if there is time remaining at the end. Mark, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paulie hits the music. Good luck, Mark. Let's take on Woods.
Cold as Ice, Foreigner.
Correct. The music video for which Van Halen song was shot at John Marshall High School in L.A.? Correct. Young MC was credited as one of the songwriters for which 1989 Tone Loc hit that became one of the first rap songs ever to go platinum?
Funky Cole Medina.
Correct. Which hit song reached number one for Donna Summer in the summer of 1979? New York Dolls frontman David Johansen created the alter ego Buster Poindexter when he recorded a cover version of which Caribbean song in 1987? Which hit song reached number one for Donna Summer in the summer of 1979? Oh, all right. Boy, he got off to such a great start. Yeah. Hang on, Mark. Who knows? Three might be good enough to at least qualify. You got Cold as Ice by Foreigner, our two-second song. Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. Funky Cold Medina, Tone Loc. Donna Summer's number one hit was Hot Stuff. And Buster Poindexter is Hot, Hot, Hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. So those are the two you didn't get. We bring Woods back in. He's going to get the same five questions. And we'll compare his score to Mark's and see who wins at the end of our game. All right, you remember the category, Woodsy? Hot and cold. You'll have the same five questions, the same 60 seconds. Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Cold as Ice, Foreigner.
Correct. The music video for which Van Halen song was shot at John Marshall High School in L.A.?
Hot for Teacher.
Correct. Young MC was credited as one of the songwriters for which 1989 Tone Loc hit that became one of the first rap songs ever to go platinum.
Funky Cold Medina.
Correct. Which hit song reached number one for Donna Summer in the summer of 1979?
Hot Stuff?
Correct. New York Dolls frontman David Johansen created the alter ego Buster Poindexter when he recorded a cover version of which Caribbean song in 1987?
Some Like It Hot.
No, damn no, it. You missed that one. But 4-3, Hot Stuff was the difference. Woodsy edges Mark today.
Whoa.
The one you missed was Hot, Hot, Hot.
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
feeling
yeah.
Hot, 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 hot. Yeah, I know. I figured you did. Don't you just want to party on the beach
no,
right now?
I don't.
Dance a little bit?
No. amazing to me that that's David from the New York Dolls, and then he went and did that.
Buster Poindexter. What a name, too, to come up with.
Ben, why is your shirt off?
Yeah. He 100% would dance to this at a wedding.
I'm dancing to it right now. Great wedding song.
What did I say? Hot stuff?
You said some like it hot.
You said some like it hot.
All right, that'll do. That will do.
All right, we'll play another game tomorrow. Mark, good try.
Good effort, he definitely
he was re-rolled through the first three, and I thought, ooh, we got a player here. Then got tripped up at the end. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by the Golf Mart. We have Don't Do This coming up next.
If there is one team I'm not going to give bulletin board material to, it's the Houston Astros. I cannot imagine how dumb you have to be to do that.
Plus,
that's exactly what happened.
A very embarrassing case of premature celebration.
It happens.
It's coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Get amped for the big game with the best tracks from rock and more. Check out Troy Hughes Stadium Anthems exclusively on the Odyssey app. Woodsy, I will get us started. In an alternate universe this morning, Mason Crosby is getting a giant don't do this after missing an extra point and then three potential game-winning field goals in the final minute 15 of regulation and overtime of the Green Bay Packers game against the Cincinnati Bengals, or final 3 minutes in overtime. I mean, not even the longer ones. He had so many chances to win this game that you'd think, oh, this guy is absolutely deserving of don't do this. But he got off the hook because he ended up kicking the game-winning field goal finally at the end of overtime to give the Green Bay Packers the win.
I can't imagine what was going through his head after lining up for that fourth one.
And
just incredible.
And sadly, the don't do this goes to the other kicker in the game, Evan McPherson of the Cincinnati Bengals, who actually got put in a much worse spot by his coach, Zach Taylor.
Yeah, terrible play call.
First, he gets asked to kick a 57-yard field goal to win it, and he absolutely bombs it. And just misses off the upright. That's not a bad kick.
No.
That's a good effort.
It got the flag, dude. It hit the flag.
No, and then, well, that was the second
one. Oh, that was the second
one. That was the second one that came in overtime, and that was the don't do this moment, because he had the opportunity again on a long one, 49, 50 yards, to win it in overtime. And he kicked it up, 49-yard field goal, heading toward the left upright. and it hit the flag, the flapping flag on the top of the upright. And for some reason, whether it was just, you know, willful, you know, ignorance or just had the blinders on, he thought it was good and started celebrating the winning kick that he had made. And he's hugging and he
jumped into the guy's arms.
And for some reason, he didn't watch the officials do the old wave their arms back and forth, no good signal indicating he had actually missed that field goal. So not only do you miss, but you have the embarrassing moment of celebrating your miss, thinking you just won the game, and then your team goes on to lose to the Green Bay Packers 25-22. Definitely a don't do this moment from the NFL over the weekend.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
I feel bad for him.
I do too.
Yeah.
He's a young kid. He's got a big leg, man. Yeah. Like, he almost made that 57-yarder. I mean, he was really,
plenty
really
of
close.
Distance.
Plenty of distance, Benny. All right, so I teased it coming into Don't Do This. If there's one team out there, I'm not going to. You don't want to kick the hornet's nest. If you're on the golf course and you see a hornet's nest, it's not a wise idea to go up and kick it. Or anywhere, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you, man, the Houston Astros are a hornet's nest. And what Ryan Tepera did, he's a reliever for the Chicago White Sox, what he did last night, I thought may go down as one of the dumber things I've ever seen. Here's what he said after the White Sox victory.
It is what it is. They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there. And, you know, it's just, we can say that it's a little bit of a difference. You know, I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games of Minute Maid. But that's not really the story.
Isn't
you know?
It? It is now.
We come here to play. You know, we're going to compete. We're not even going to worry about what they're going to do.
Aren't you?
All we have to do is execute pitches, and they can't hit them anyways.
God bless! Like, Ben, I'm telling you, the way that the Astros ran through these guys the first couple of games, again, at Minute Maid Park, there's no question about it. They ran through Giolito. They ran through Lance Lynn. I don't know. I mean,
so you kind of agree with Ryan Tepera. You think it's suspicious.
I don't. I think the Astros are really, really effing good.
You don't think that everybody has so many eyes on the Astros when they play every single time?
In reality, it's a joke.
that it wouldn't be caught by someone. They have to be doing it straighter than everybody at this point.
They'd have. And here's the thing. And I you know, it's funny. I've
then again, Belichick has always been, he gets caught and then he figures out a different way.
Yeah, I've softened a lot. I mean, look, we said it, we weren't even at this radio station when we said it. The Astros are going to take this and they are going to use it as fuel. They really caught a break last year with COVID, not allowing, you know, fans in the stands. It kind of went away a little bit. It came back a little bit this year. And yeah, I think there's still some people that hold grudges. But holy cow, man, that is a serious accusation to levy after a game. And if I'm the Astros, like, what is... When Carlos Correa wakes up this morning and checks his phone, does his blood just start boiling? Is he... Because he gets fired up. Dude.
I think you're right. You have to have more evidence than simply... They beat our brains in at home, and then we beat them at our place.
Yeah,
you know what? You know what home field advantage does a lot? Exactly that. You win games at home, you lose games on the road, especially in the playoffs. You know, hostile environment, different atmosphere. That's not in and of itself enough to accuse a team of cheating, even one that has a history of cheating in the past.
I think Ryan Tepera is going to have a really bad day. And I picked Houston to win today. I think this is...
Partly because of that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. I feel like, holy cow, man. I feel like the White Sox, any momentum they had after last night's victory, I really think, like, Tepera saying that is really going to fire those dudes up. Now, again, it could, you know, mind games and all that, you never know how it's going to play out. But, boy, if I'm the Astros, I'm waking up this morning, I can't wait to get to the ballpark.
Finally, Woods, an NFL head coach in the blender this week who's not named Urban Meyer. That would be John Gruden, who is facing
a
lot
story.
Of criticism after emails surfaced. 10-year-old emails dating from the time that he was working, obviously not in the NFL, but with ESPN. That, first of all, a disparaging comment made about NFL Players Union head DeMorris Smith. That unquestionably had some racial tones to it as well.
Big time.
Gruden said, that's not what I was thinking when I wrote that, but certainly apologized, said he needs to be better. More emails indicated some really disparaging things about Roger Goodell, the commissioner,
a vulgar comment.
Yeah. People don't seem as upset about that one.
No.
Some owners he took to task. He was upset about labor negotiations going sour. I think he was frustrated, wanted the game to be played, as all of us would, but certainly wasn't careful enough about his words. I think the interesting discussion here is they've been asking the Raiders players what they think, especially black players, after what, you know, the comments that John Gruden made. Some think he should be, you know, disciplined, like all players would. If they do something wrong, you know, they face discipline from the league. Others said, no, I think, you know, I support the coach, and, you know, it was 10 years ago. He wasn't working for the league. Should he be subject to discipline? Even if he is wrong and admits he is wrong, is something that old and, you know, in an email that just surfaced now, is that something that rises to the level of being disciplined by the NFL 10 years later? I think that to me is the kind of dilemma on this one, because you don't want to create a situation where players get punished but coaches don't. That sends a really bad message. At the same time, if you went dug back in everyone's history deep enough and looked at every single person's emails, probably have more than just one coach and one person in the NFL who said something that they probably would be ashamed of in the past.
Yeah, it was pretty...
It's a tough one for me.
It was pretty shocking to read. I you know, the thing that always happens, though, is I didn't mean it like that. He said, I have always used the term rubber lips to describe someone that was lying. And so that's why I said he had lips the size of Michelin tires, which is like, oh, dude, come on, man. You know, and again, I they talked to a lot of guys yesterday. They talked to the great Tony Dungy about it yesterday. They talked to Mike Tirico, who worked side by side with John for 7 years. Both of those guys kind of came to his defense. What Randy Moss said, though, on the pregame, I thought was really interesting.
We're going into the 21st century, okay? And instead of us moving forward, we're moving backwards. And I really don't know what percentage of the National Football League is black, but I know it's over 50%, 60, 70%. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I know we generate a whole lot of money for this National Football League. And for you to hear Adam Schefter talking about some discipline or some discipline from Al Davis, the clock is ticking. We are watching to see what the National Football League is going to do about this, because like I just said, we're trying to move forward going into the to the 21st century with the National Football League. And you talking about the kids from 10, 15 years from now that's going to come into the league. What is this showing them? Yeah. If they're coming in to try to keep this National Football League going, generating all this money and being this good entertainment for our country, where are we headed? Mm-hmm. So today, going against the Bears, this locker room, Sam, is totally divided. Because it's time and time again, we got to continue to hear about race. Y'all sit up here and me here talk year in and year out about the brotherhood, okay? I really appreciate the brotherhood because it helps me gain and have relationship with guys that I would have never have met in my whole lifetime. That's what the National Football League gave me.
I mean, strong words, and I think...
And fair.
And fair.
Absolutely
and
fair.
I think Randy was one of the few guys that didn't defend him and said, look... You know, you guys are real quick to punish, you know, all the guys that generate all the money for you. Where is the punishment? And I don't think Randy was calling for his head, to be honest with you. I think he just said, hey, you know, the guy needs to be suspended.
Yeah,
fine,
I mean,
whatever.
Rod Graves, the executive director of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, called for a remedy commensurate with these painful words.
Yeah.
But everyone's a little unsure as to what that is. I mean, firing, you know, suspension, 4-game suspension. I don't know. That seems like a lot. It's tough. Again, it's 10 years old. Now, he sent those emails last week, completely different story.
Totally different story.
Worked for the NFL, worked for the Raiders. 10 years ago, when he's not working for the NFL, though, I do have some difficulty in assigning a huge punishment.
Well, his players certainly didn't.
Yep.
I mean, they went out and just laid an egg at home to the Chicago Bears and lost 20-9. I mean, Derek Carr was horrid. Just... didn't get anything going at all. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, that's what he's going to be judged by. And he's, what has he got left on his deal? Like 7 years?
It was a 10-year deal.
It was a 10-year deal.
Six years
left?
I don't know.
I wondered briefly, does Mark Davis use this as the the impetus, you know, the hey.
They still have a winning record.
They do. But, man, yeah, it's the old Urban Meyer situation, too. It's like, if I can find an out, I'm going to take the out.
Interesting. And that is Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We talked a little earlier about the controversy, the ground rule double controversy in the Rays-Red Sox game last night. Want to get into the other controversy last night from White Sox-Astros, the Yasmani Grandal play. And then we got some great games again today, a quadruple header of baseball to talk about. We haven't even talked about the National League games from over the weekend. Lots of baseball, Padres rumors, and Peter Seidler coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. So do not go anywhere. Second half of Ben and Woods should be fantastic here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour, Ben and Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Is finding the right candidate slowing you down? Cut straight to you're hired with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. To find your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Maybe that's the route AJ Preller needs to take. Just
Indeed.
Indeed.com and just, hey, manager seeking Major League Baseball manager, experience preferred.
But not necessary.
Submit resume to Indeed.com.
Not necessary.
Not necessary. Preferred, but not required.
There was a quote from Peter Seidler, who we'll be talking to in an hour, less than an hour. He said, "I'd rather have the right 34-year-old than the wrong 64-year-old. And I went, That to me.
Paul, does that feel like you've kind of got a shot now? You're not quite 34, but.
Yeah, 31.
I mean, you're getting there. Closing in.
Maybe the manager in waiting.
Submit a resume. Woods, you just hit a home run in adult league baseball this weekend. That That could make you qualify.
I have a coaching record of freshman high school baseball of like a winning percentage of like 900.
I've won a ton of adult league championships.
That's some experience. You both have experience.
We had
maybe a two-headed manager situation between Paul.
We had as much managerial experience at the big league level as Andy Green and as Jay Stengler.
Right. True. But what about playing experience on the big league level?
Same.
So he had as much as Jay Stengler as well.
Did Andy make
had a cup of coffee?
He had a cup of coffee in the big. Good for him. He deserves that cup of coffee. He really does. He deserves that cup of coffee.
We have little birdies. I mean, maybe it's just because we're on the radio and people like to tell us things, but we get little birdies from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
It's hearsay. It's I heard this from so-and-so, but had an interesting rumor about one of the, let's say, more talked about candidates for the Padres managerial job. Give you some scoop on one Bruce Bochy after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Now, Paul, you heard this weekend, and this is not from the horse's mouth, so take it with a grain of salt. This isn't from Boch himself. He is being discreet.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Would be in his situation. But we know, I mean, I think you can tell kind of from the way that Boch is playing it, a little coy, a little cool.
He's not playing it perfectly.
He's not eliminating anything. He could end all the discussion by saying, I'm not coming back. I'm retired. I'm not managing again.
We saw Dave Roberts over the weekend was asked about it. He said, I think he does manage again, but I don't think it's next year.
And not with the Padres.
And not
his
with the
gut
Padres.
Says no for the Padres. Paulie, you heard, though, correct me if I'm wrong, that Bruce Bochy is definitely interested in the Padres managerial job. This isn't speculation. This isn't two and two together. I mean, someone has heard him say, yeah, he is interested in it. Doesn't mean he's taking the job. Doesn't mean he's getting offered the job. But he is definitely interested in it.
Yeah, I heard if offered, he would 100% take it.
100% take it.
Well, he wants to 100% take it.
It or a job?
It. The job.
Here
with the San Diego Padres.
Because there are going to be other opportunities as well.
Absolutely.
Heard he wants it. Heard there might be, you know, he's getting up there in age, maybe some health concerns. Just, it's a stressful job. Yeah,
Boch has had health concerns for years.
Go look at what Jace looked like.
He aged 10 years.
He really did.
18 months.
I mean, he really did. What's more stressful, president or major league manager? Because
they're both up there.
You leave out of office and you look like a bag of doo-doo when you leave. That's like part of the gig. I mean, Tony La Russa,
He didn't look great coming in.
I saw Boch a couple of months ago during the season. He looks great. I mean,
just
better
tan,
than he's looked
relaxed.
In a long time. Relaxed, comfortable. I remember what he looked like. Even like 20 years ago when he was manager of the Padres, he didn't look as good as he does now
because he's
not managing.
You know what's funny, though, is he's in such an interesting position. He won't affect his legacy at all. If he comes here and doesn't get the job done, his legacy is still intact as
of course.
Hall of Fame
of
manager.
Course.
I mean, that's an interesting...
He can add to it, though.
He can add to it. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. What a weird situation to be put in where you can add to your legacy, but you can't really hurt it. Right? His legacy is cement. There's this,
yeah.
Bruce Bochy is going to the Hall of Fame as a manager, period. But you can help your resume on Indeed.com if you like. Or you just... You don't, but it's not going to hurt you at the end of the day. It's a very weird position to be in, and I can understand why it would be so attractive. You think to yourself, man, I did it once. You know, I did it once. I did it twice. I did it three times in San Francisco, and you look at the talent that's involved and some of the players on the team, and you go, I don't know, what would it be like to get my hands on Fernando Tatis Jr., get my hands in with Manny Machado? That would be very attractive.
I think the biggest argument for taking the job, if you're Bruce Bochy, though, is the person we're having on next hour.
Yeah.
Is Peter Seidler.
Yeah.
You see an ownership that is committed to winning, that doing what it takes. Bruce Bochy, when he was with the Padres before, never really had that. You know, he had a good GM that he liked in Kevin Towers, and they worked well together, but they were always hamstrung by resources.
Yeah.
You know, shoelaces, getting by the skin of their teeth. This would be a different experience with the Padres, with, you know, top-level talent, with resources. It would be very interesting to see Bruce Bochy get that opportunity. And I have to admit, as a broadcaster, I'm trying to remain impartial. I absolutely know in my head that Bruce Bochy could get the job and might not succeed. You know, it might not work out. The personalities might clash. It just doesn't work out. Someone else could get the job. Someone without experience, the proverbial 34-year-old, and could end up in the Hall of Fame someday after leading the Padres to 4 World Series titles. As a fan, though, I know my gut would be happy and I would feel comforted if Bruce Bochy was the manager. It's just weird, but I can picture the announcement and I go, okay, all right, you know what? I feel good about that if Bruce Bochy is manager. Now, someone else is probably, it's going to take some convincing. So once I hear the name, why am I going to be okay with this? Whoever this is.
If you're AJ Preller, it's the safest pick, right?
Yeah, it's the pick that
we don't know if it'll be the right pick.
No, but it's the pick that I feel like you've backed yourself into the corner that you have to make. I said it on Friday, and I got a little bit of pushback, and it was some good, spirited discussion about it. You almost have to do it. You've almost painted yourself into this corner if you're AJ Preller, right? So imagine this press conference. Now, one of the hot names that I keep hearing and have had many discussions about is Will Venable, okay? Former Padre, you know, a pretty good Major League Baseball player, is the bench coach in Boston right now under Alex Cora. And he would be an interesting candidate, certainly. He would have been an interesting candidate before you hired Jace Tingler. What you've done now, can you really hire a manager with 0 games managed? Can you do that for a third and what should be final time? Is that what you're going to do?
I know the old axiom that works in just about every sport for general managers. Once you start listening to the fans, you're about to become one. You can't make decisions based on what are going to make the fans happy. But let's be honest. Who's unhappy about a Bochy hiring in San Diego?
Some people are.
Are there going to be some?
I've seen people.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I mean, look, it's a small but pretty vocal minority.
What's the argument? That simply...
That we're going in reverse. We need to go forward and we need to get younger, smarter, faster, and hiring a guy like Bruce Bochy, that's not it, right? And that's just what they think. And in my opinion, after trying to go younger and smarter and shock the world, I mean, again, he hired 2 guys that really he had no competition. Nobody else was going to hire those guys, and that's okay. They're both very, very nice human beings. If you're AJ Preller, I don't know how you do a press conference and say, well, yeah, we're going to go with... You know, whether it's Will Venable or somebody else with 0 games managed.
Bro, when we had Jesse Rogers from ESPN last week,
yeah,
he threw out Jim Leland. He said, you're going to see a resurgence of all these older managers.
You may.
Like, give Jim Leland a call. My head was like,
I'm
ow.
I'm not calling Jim Leland.
Ow. Ow.
I'm not calling Jim Leland. Will Venable could be phenomenal. Now, does he walk into the clubhouse and garner respect? Maybe. Yeah, he did it. He was a big league ball player for many, many years. Does he garner immediately maybe the respect that Jace didn't get or that Andy didn't really get for having a, you know, and Will was a semi-successful major leaguer. Yeah, good, solid average player, right? Played on a few teams, role player, whatever. Does he get that respect immediately walking in the clubhouse? I don't know. He has no games under his belt. None. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I'm saying it's a bad pick right now.
That's what this process is about, though, identifying the guy who you feel can do that. And, you know, maybe he shines and in the interviews. But, I'm sure Jace Tingler shined in the interviews. I'm sure Andy Green shined.
We know they did.
In the interviews.
They told us. You know, Andy absolutely knocked his interview out of the park. Will just tweets, and I think you can hire a new manager, especially one who's coached under Madden and Ross, and gets praise from Roberts. He's different than Jason Green. Will, I'm not disagreeing with you. He is way different than Jace Tingler and Andy Green.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying you have lost the freedom of going out and trying to outsmart the other guys.
Correct.
And be the smartest guy in the room. You have lost that freedom now.
And Will Venable could be the greatest. He really could be the greatest manager of all time. Is AJ Preller, though, after these last 2 moves, is he fighting to keep his gig? And if so,
Isn't that the safest tire? Listen, you want to be a riverboat gambler, roll the dice and go with Will Venable? I'm going to support the guy 1,000%.
What you just said is AJ Preller fighting to save his gig, and that's another controversy in and of itself, when apparently, no, he's not. He's 100% safe. He can do whatever he wants.
Speaking of former Padres, Yasmani Grandal is also a former Padre and promised a little discussion about the other controversy in last night's ALDS game. White Sox and Astros, and what a wild game. First four innings, 15 runs scored between the teams. Honestly, I thought the game was going to take 7 hours before it was over. It did speed up a little bit after that, but the final three there splitting the 6-6 tie came in the bottom of the fourth inning for the White Sox, and one of their runs was critical when Yasmani Grandal at the plate, Luis Robert at third, ground ball to first base, and Grandal running to first, play at the plate, and the ball hits off of his kind of shoulder on the way home, gets away, and the question is, running inside the base path, obviously. Yes. He was on the grass. He was way inside the base paths. The other question is, did he intentionally try to hit that ball with his elbow? Because according to the umpires, it doesn't really matter where you're running. As long as you're running in a straight line,
it's not
the throw from catcher to home. The catcher to home throw, you have to be inside that box, essentially. If it hits you outside the box, they call you out. A throw from first to home is different. As long as you're kind of running in your straight line to first base, they have to avoid you with the throw, which led to enough gray area that they allowed that run to stand, and it ended up allowing the White Sox to go on and pull away and win that game fairly easily last night, 12-6.
So, crew chief Tom Hallion said this. We decided there was no interference because on that play where the ball is hit to the infield and it's coming back to the plate, that 45-foot line does not even come into play. Agreed. The batter established his base path when he came out of the box and started running. He didn't veer off. True. He didn't throw up his shoulder. He did nothing intentional to get hit with that ball. That's the part I kind of disagree with. He did, right? Like, I guess, can you change it on a flinch? I mean, he didn't throw himself in front of it, but it looked like he was, gave it like a, you know, like a little, to get, make sure he nicked it.
You know, to me, it was almost like a batter who turns into a pitch a little bit. They're sort of getting away from it, but they're also sort of turning into it.
Yeah. It's
in a way, it's protecting yourself. You know, you're trying to get it on a softer spot as opposed to just taking it right. Like off
in the
chest or something.
Right. So Grandal says, I wish I could tell you it was a heads-up play. I didn't even know I was running that far inside the line. I was actually just trying to get to first. Tony La Russa said, no, it was not intentional. Dusty Baker, in fact, said, I tried to make the argument that he did get in the way. It looked like he did. But again, I go back to a tweet that Dallas Braden, who's been a frequent guest on Ben and Woods, tweeted last night, and this just floored me. It was so funny. There was a couple last night regarding the rule book that got me. Dallas Braden says, it feels like baseball gets played with six rules during the regular season, and five of those are unwritten, and then the postseason arrives, and we're breaking out Old and New Testaments trying to figure out how the hell we're supposed to play this game. Mike Petriello says, I need to order a rule book and just read it cover to cover this winter. Maybe we all do. Couldn't agree more. The plays that happened last night, I'm like, I've never seen it.
Two of them on the same day.
And Adam Wainwright, who, by the way, was really good in the booth. Like, really, really funny and good and lighthearted.
I feel like it makes the rest of the broadcasters who, like, work their whole life at the job preparing and, you know, trying to reach that level. And then Adam Wainwright just rolls in 3 days after getting eliminated and is, like, really good at the job.
It's funny, loose.
Makes us seem all kind of like talentless hacks.
100%. Well, he was just in one of these games, so yeah, I value his opinion. And Waino said, a million games I've played since Little League, and every day you come to the ballpark, and my God, if you don't see something that you have never seen or heard of before. He goes, that is the beauty.
I mean, it's the same game, and yet, crazy things happen. Yep. It is wonderful. All right, get ready for the NBA season with the Ultimate Insider Season Preview 2021. Yeah. Hear from former NBA executives, respected journalists, and local experts as they break down every team from throughout the league, from contenders to pretenders. It's all on the Odyssey app. Get team-by-team updates heading into the 2021 season. Whether your team is a contender, a lottery candidate, or a playoff hopeful, NBA insiders from the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey have got the breakdown for you. The NBA Ultimate Insider Season Preview 2021, available now on the Odyssey app. Woo. I think our company thinks that we just are loaded with NBA fans on our show.
So much.
They don't realize
NBA.
That you try to drive them away with a stick if you possibly
Me?
Could.
Oh,
NBA
no.
fans?
I love the NBA. I love it so much.
The season is about to start, though.
I can't wait.
It is getting close.
I'm through the roof excited.
All right, we've got Peter Seidler in our final hour. Rindle Report coming up next, including an update on the Aztecs from over the weekend. Stay tuned. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.